Everybody, welcome to the Happy Half Hour. They should outlaw how awesome and great this show's gonna be. Bart Kyle, aka the Soundmaster, aka Bartman, aka that guy who makes it sound good in the house. Bart, how are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing really good. I'm doing pretty good. I'm holding myself during quarantine, you know, just trying to find a lot of positives with what's going on with the world right now.
It's great. It's tough to do, but it seems like Bart and I hung out. We did some tests early today. We made it through. Everything was fantastic. I want to ask you, Bart, what are you drinking right now as a way of getting you through at least this show for the next half hour?
Okay. What I'm drinking right now is my drink. This here in my hand, I'm a gin and tonic man. So nice. This is Tanqueray tonic, double with a shot of lime juice. Cheers.
I was gonna say, if it was just a gin and tonic, it is a little yellow.
It's a little yellow. It's the lime juice. And
that's fantastic. Look at you. And I love that, like, with the blur that gets put on with Skype, it looks like we have the budget to blur out people who don't sponsor the show. But it is just the auto blur from the Skype. I'm drinking for the first time in many, many weeks. I haven't even mentioned what I'm drinking because it's always a Negroni. This is a red wine that was not too expensive from the Ralphs.
Nice.
So there's a lot going on in the world. We're gonna make it all go away hanging out with Bart in our opening segment. Stay safe, stay sane. Bart, there's a lot I want to cover right now. But first and foremost, I do want to talk about your podcast, because I've heard tell that you have a podcast. We have a graphic from said podcast where I want the audience to take a second, look at it, and guess which one is the Bart Man. Because I have my money on one of them. Which one's you, Bart?
I am the one in the middle wearing the trench coat.
Bart, your trench coat game is always on point. Tell us a little bit about the Dow of 205.
It is the Dow of 205. And one of the things I've been doing during quarantine is making good use of this time. And now I couldn't think of a better time to do a podcast. My friends who are part of that picture that you've seen are also my friends I've known for many years, Jer and Lowell. And what the Dow of 205 is the origins of it is in our younger years, we met at an apartment, 205. Nice. And in that apartment, that's where we developed our friendship and our attitudes and our values and our beliefs.
What do you talk about on the podcast?
Well, some of the things that we talk about, one thing we talk about is one of my cover songs, like what is a really good cover song. We talk about one topic we talked about is in Columbus, Ohio, they're thinking about changing the name of the town to Flavortown in honor of Guy Fieri. So we talk about that. And also,
how did I miss that? That sounds like a perfect happy hour story. Oh
yeah,
Flavortown's one thing, but I didn't really link it to Guy Fieri. But the idea of a state capital change.
Yeah, they name it the Flavortown. Yeah, so
idiocracy.
Yeah, so we discussed that, and we've pulled together better names to rename Columbus, Ohio than Flavortown. Also, there's going to be an episode coming up on my birthday movie, because one of the things that we do, me and my friends, is we get together on my birthday, which is just around the corner, and which is going to be difficult nowadays, but thank you. And And believe it or not, we do have a birthday movie on my podcast. So if anybody out there is interested in listening to my podcast, please feel free to check us out. Dow 205. We're setting ourselves up on. Here we go. You can follow us on Facebook. You can follow us on Twitter at Dow_of_205 on Twitter and Facebook. There you have it.
Facebook.com/Dow of 205. No spaces on the Facebook. Underscores on the Twitter. No spaces on the Facebook. That's fantastic. Everybody, I'm going to check it out. That's so great. Bart is the one who makes everyone sound fantastic. And his hands move like lightning on the board in the studio. But you are also a cinephile and an audiophile. Yes. What are you doing? What are you watching and listening to get you through this this coronavirus quarantine time?
So far as movie wise, I've been watching a lot of older movies that I never got around a chance to watch, like, you know, some samurai films, French New Wave, to name a few. I've also been in a bit of a Bob Fosse rabbit hole in relation to the FX miniseries Fosse Verdon, and one of the reasons why I connected to that is one of the first movies I ever watched, and it was like on television, CBS TV movie of the week was All That Jazz. And I watched that when I was like 12 years old. So imagine a 12-year-old version of me watching All That Jazz, which is about mortality and the five stages of grief and the music of Vivaldi and all of those things going on, placing in my DNA, my 12-year-old DNA at the time. And that movie has made such a profound effect on me. And I'm not a big fan of musicals in general. So in some sense, I would consider All That Jazz the anti-musical. And it just pleases my sensibilities when I watch a movie musical.
Good for you. I always feel like when I start to watch a musical, I'm like, this is going to be stupid. I am a musician. I don't understand why it is always going to feel weird when people break into song. And by about the 9-minute mark of watching like Seven Brides for Seven Brothers, I'm like, bless your beautiful hide.
Yeah, and it's one of the very first musicals.
It's not okay, but it is natural, and everyone should just go with it.
Yeah, and one of the very first musicals I ever watched, and I recently rewatched it when I was a little kid. Once again, I'm not into musicals at all, but I watched West Side Story for the first time since I was like maybe like 7 or 8. Man, that's a pretty dark thing to watch in a movie musical sense. So, you know, I've been watching that. And also, you know, I've been kind of basically reflecting on life in general, because like right now, I think we're living in a moment of transition where there's going to be kind of like a crowning of a new age. And I'm not talking about like Age of Aquarius and like all that stuff, but I think like a new age of enlightenment, you know, towards enlightenment in the human race, because like right now the human race is in a tremendous amount of darkness. And like in that darkness, we're more or less going through the birth pains, the labor pains of trying to get past what we're going through right now. And for me, it's like, I can't think of a more interesting time to be alive at this moment in the human race. And I'm very curious to see what the result's going to be. And we're being tested right now. And we all know what that test is. It's COVID-19. And
yes, it is.
And we know who's passing and who's failing that test. And I just want to be around long enough to see who's going to pass and who's going to fail and what the results are going to be.
Well, you will absolutely be around long enough to see it. And I like to think of Happy Half Hour as the Lamaze class that helps you breathe through the labor pains of this new world order as it's being birthed from our supple loins. And not only will Bart be around for the end of coronavirus crises, but everyone else will be around after this when we come back for more Happy Half Hour. Don't go away. Oh, it's Karen's Unmasked time here on the Happy Half Hour. And there's a specific reason why we're going to go through so many Karens from one particular meeting in specific.
Y'all,
and it's because it's because essentially Bart is responsible for the audio that plays before the main show. Every day he sends in one, and if we can get it in time, and hopefully it's every day, and lately it has been, Bart has cut together a number of different Karens, and they're all from the same place. Can you please explain to us, Bart, where you find them?
The one particular place some of us may know is from Orange County. And it's from the Orange County Board of Supervisor meeting on the date of June 9th, 2020. I'm making the call right now. The year 2020 is the year of the Karen. This is the test that I mentioned earlier in the show.
The year of the Karen, the Yawk. Yawk. Year of Karen, Yawk. Yeah. We're going to go through, we're going to play a couple of them. Some of them you might have heard from Bart's super mixes over the last few weeks. But here is the first, Karen.
Y'all are sitting there breathing freely, building your immune systems without masks. How disgusting, how shameful, how criminal, how corrupt. This is a hoax, it's a fraud. There's nobody dying in excess of any other year in the last decade. Are you aware of that? Stop listening to absolute charlatan doctors like this Dr. Chow, who I wouldn't go.
Your time is up. Thank you. Next speaker, please.
Everything about it is perfect because this is in a time when nothing mattered, really. You would still have city council meetings. And it is the job of the speaker of the city council to wait until someone's time is up and be like, all right, we did our job. We greenlit the new style of addresses on the outsides of buildings. And that was all we needed to do. But now we just kind of have to let you vent. But on this particular day, you had this woman. And I don't want to just say it's Karens. It's Karens and Kevins and Kens come before everyone. What sticks out to you as amazing about this meeting in particular, Bart?
This meeting, and pretty much like most of the meetings, I love how it always ends with your time is up. Your time is up. It's just gold. Okay. Cause you got that 1 minute, and within that 1 minute, you got to say what you want to say. And the thing that sticks out to me on that particular clip is like, it goes back again to like, it's not your rights, man. It's not, I'm like, yeah. Okay, you keep going on and on and on. It's for me, it's like it's another observation on that whole of how a person is so in that bubble, so much in that disconnect to what is going on right in front of them with the world. That's once again, that's the test. Is that person going to pass? Is that person going to fail?
So wait, you're in Los Angeles native. Orange County is south of us. And it really is like this bastion of conservatism outside Los Angeles where people have never suffered a consequence in their life. So the idea that some global pandemic is ever going to affect them and that they will ever have to suffer any modicum of a consequence, they get this angry. We have more. Here is the next speaker.
You're telling me that I have to breathe in CO2 when God gave this body the ability to extract that from my body, and now you want me to put it back in my body. I have natural rights as a sovereign citizen of the United States.
Your time is up.
It's so good. It's like, definitely all of the words she said, she inhaled from the same word cloud. Like, yeah. Sovereign citizen, natural rights, God-given body. It's like, no, none of what you said is actually belongs together in the same sentence in that order. But she wants to invoke it all because she's only got a minute and she's just going to hurl it out on everybody.
You know, here's the thing. She can invoke all of the natural rights, the citizen rights. She can lay that down the line as long as she wants. But at the end of the day, nature is not going to care about your rights, my friend. It's not going to care. Not going to care. So keep on spouting them rights, my friend.
Yeah. So far, we have a couple attempts to talk about the science of what's going on in the breathing process, none of which is actually accurate. There have been many people who have like strapped themselves up, medical professionals who have said, I'm going to measure my blood oxygen level. And it, after 2 or 3 hours, they're like, it's the same level. It is not affecting me. But we have more from this meeting. Let's take a look at the next one.
More.
People are now able to commit crimes while fully shielding their faces from sight.
I begin with the question, are you smarter than a fifth grader? I remember teaching my own fifth graders about the respiratory system. These 10-year-olds understood the most basic important element needed by the human body is oxygen. So I ask you, why in the name of science and health would you require people, especially children, to wear a mask only to rebreathe the waste product the body wants to get rid of?
Making our children wear masks is contrary to the medical experts, and it's fundamentally wrong. They need to be exposed to bacteria in the air, playing on jungle gyms. Kids need sunlight, exercise, interaction, youth sports, and prayer without masks. If you deny them that, in 20 years, you're going to have a population of immunosuppressed, antisocial adults who can only interact via Zoom and FaceTime and need gloves to shake your hand.
Bart, I will say about that last one, there are certain things that she said that I think may, apart from the psycho, resonate with you about the immunocompromised people who just sit inside and don't do anything. Like, I feel like you're like, how does that sound to you? Because you've said things to me like, listen, everyone's turning into like these coddled whatevers. Why is she crazier than the conversations we've had?
It just goes back to that disconnect. It goes back to that disconnect that I mentioned. It's like, okay, another within that clip, the gentleman who stated, are you smarter than a fifth grader? Okay, let me tell you something. When I was in the fifth grade, one of my favorite TV shows I liked to watch was MASH. And when they had the surgery scenes, the doctors, they wore masks. And I think in that TV show, in MASH, they tried to do a pretty good job in, you know, and they had a technical advisor on that show, like what doctors do during surgery. And obviously doctors, they wear masks during surgeries. I have never heard of any report in my entire existence of a doctor passing out wearing a mask during surgery. Okay, so I don't know, maybe I was a little bit smarter when I was a fifth grader by watching MASH.
Well, that's the thing. Here's the thing, is if you are no smarter than a fifth grader, you can't figure this out. But that guy has learned just enough to teach fifth graders. And you teach fifth graders the basics. You teach them elementary. You say, listen, you breathe in oxygen, you breathe out carbon dioxide. But the truth is, when you wear a mask, you can still breathe in enough oxygen where you can survive just fine. And this is exactly the microcosm that they, the little bubble that they live in, where they have enough information to feel happy about what they're saying. And they feel just good enough where, like, I'm going to repeat a sentence over and over again that makes me feel right and you seem wrong. But and this is my big moment, because at that city council meeting, the only dip dumb enough to show up without masks and talk are those morons. And so they seem like they're being reinforced. They feel reinforced by what they're saying, because everyone there is just as stupid as them. And everyone who's smarter than them is at home in quarantine, staying away from everyone else. So ridiculous. All right, we gotta take a break. I'm sorry, we are out of time. We got one more fun game to play when we come back. Don't go away. All right, welcome to What the F is Happening Here, the game where on Happy Half Hour, we're gonna play for Bart, a little snippet of something. And Bart, you're gonna have to guess what you think the F is happening there. And then we'll play the reveal to show if you're right or wrong. Bart has put on his glasses. I'm ready. Taking this seriously. When games are work and seriousness for Bart, and it is time to get into it. So here is the first video we're gonna play. I apologize in advance. Bart, what the F is happening here?
Well, Cliffy, I can't believe we got a job working at a McDonald's restaurant.
So, Bart, what the F is happening there?
I think what's happening is that McDonald's has finally gone automated through their drive-through system. And I think they've hired people from the underworld. That's my guess.
That is a very good guess. And honestly, it might be right, because this is one of the very few instances on this segment where I'm not convinced that the explanation I've received from the internet is accurate. But it has been put forward as a commercial for McDonald's that was banned in North Korea. Here is the full version of it. And again, I apologize for it.
Well, Cliffy, I can't believe we got a job working at a McDonald's restaurant. Oh, look, here comes our first customer.
Wow. I've always thought the leader of North Korea was a quarter pounder guy. I've always thought about that. Yeah, he's a Mickey D kind of guy.
The more I think about this, there's no way in hell that's from anything remotely affiliated with North Korean TV. Someone very obviously made this. I mean, if it is, that's hilarious. But someone very obviously made this and is pretending it's banned. But just for the effort alone of how much time it must have taken to make this terrible, terrible commercial that is actively stealing your soul.
It's like when he's eating the burgers, he's like Pac-Man, like eating them dots.
Yep, that's it. He's eating them dots, which is now my new tagline. Eating them dots. They shoot right in there. Does not look like anyone who has or ever will run North Korea. all right, so here's the next one. What the F is happening here?
Segundo fiquei sabendo. Mas de qualquer maneira, se tu prevenir pelo menos essa parte, já meio caminhado. O restante tu pede ao pai antes de sair de casa.
Bart, what the F is happening there?
Okay, you know what I think it is? I think it is a biopic on the artist Christo, you know, the guy who did like the umbrellas and all that stuff. And it's a scene from that biopic, and the actor that's playing Christo is Christopher Lloyd, Back to the Future. That's what I'm thinking.
Not to brag, but one time I saw Christopher Lloyd at the Urban Outfitters in the the multiplex shopping center outside in Sherman Oaks. Not to brag, I don't want to be that guy, but I saw him once. No, here is what you just saw is Henry Cristo. Henry Cristo is a Brazilian man who believes himself to be the reincarnation of Jesus Christ, everyone's Lord and Savior. He has a horde of women who are selling you marketing materials and dress as though they are, I don't know, it's like blue Pinocchio from like the original Pinocchio doll. And they also read from tablets that are bedazzled, talking about dogs that have black eyes. So I don't know how you didn't guess that, Bart. But if you want to go to this to read more about it, according to his website, Henry Cristo has been in National Geographic magazine as recently as 2018, and he resurfaced on Reddit. There's his horde of ladies. Wow. He is actively professing the gospel right now.
Wow. When I see that, I think of the U2 concert performance movie, Rattle and Hum, when Bono says it, the God I believe in ain't short of cash, mister. That's all you need to know about religion coming from me.
Amazing. I do. And what you just witnessed, dear audience, is the quintessential Bartism. Is that too much to say, Bart? Where it's just like, listen, I'm going to take the most complex of concepts facing humanity and boil it down to a movie quote of a based on probably a rockumentary that's really just really gonna give it to you the way the world is. By having you on the show, I want to communicate to the audience what it's like to know Bart. And later on in the extended version, we'll have Bart specific stories that hopefully will crystallize that for you. But in the meantime, we're gonna move on to the final little bit of what the F is happening here. Take a look what the F is happening here.
The commonest one is sex in your dreams. If you've ever had sex in your dream, you have a spirit spouse. If you've ever slept with somebody in your dream, you have an incubus or succubus.
Or what the F? You might know what this one is.
Yeah, this is the very interesting doctor that President Trump is taking medical advice from.
Bart, congratulations. That might be the first time ever. I think it happened once before where someone knew what the F was happening there. So Bart wins.
Yeah, it's like demon semen. That's all you need to know, man.
Demon semen.
You got me there at that. Wow.
You had me at demon semen. Yes, that is Dr. Emmanuel, I believe is her name. And she was she appeared in a video shared by Donald Trump Jr., which was then shared by Donald Trump Sr., which was then taken down by Facebook and Twitter because she in a different video said that, and she and her compatriots said in a different video that there was a cure for coronavirus. That was a lie. She also said, if you have sex in your dream, you have an incubus or a succubus inside you. I've never done that in a dream, and I am so angry about it. But according to her, I should be happy because I have the Holy Spirit coursing through my veins unadulterated.
You know, I'm curious, like, if you have dreams like that of sexual nature with demons and stuff like that, my question is, what kind of protection would you have?
It's a great question.
This is an observation I have. Like, you know, if you're dealing with the demons, are you supposed to have like swords and shields and stuff like that? Or are you good with a condom? These are many of the thoughts that I have right now.
These are life's unanswerable questions. But the truth is, that doctor is responsible for why we're having the discussion. Here is Donald Trump talking about why that discussion is so important. Let's take a look.
She's also made videos saying that doctors make medicine using DNA from aliens and that they're trying to create a vaccine to make you immune from becoming religious.
Well, maybe it's the same, maybe it's not, but I can tell you this. She was on air along with many other doctors. They were big fans of hydroxychloroquine. And I thought she was very impressive in the sense that from where she came, I don't know which country she comes from, but she said that she's had tremendous success with hundreds of different patients. And I thought her voice was an important voice, but I know nothing about her.
He then stormed off. Like, she pushed him again and he stormed off. She's from Cameroon. She, I believe, got her doctorate in Nigeria, where many, many doctors come from. Like, a large number of immigrant doctors get their doctorate in Nigeria. He has admitted in that he believes Cameroon to be an asshole country, which is in itself racist. She's not helping the situation by being terrible. And he's not helping the situation by being worse. By, at that point, just take a moment to really appreciate where the presidency has gone. The president of the United States, during an international pandemic where countries we think we're better than are kicking our ass, then decides it is the dominant strategy to defend someone who says that in the night, if you've had a dream about sex, you have demons spawn inside you. And also, some of the best medicine the doctor could order would be crafted from alien DNA. America, okay. 2020.
Okay, real fast. I'm just gonna stretch reality a little bit. This is coming from someone who does not believe in intelligent life in the universe.
Okay. Get out.
But
not even on Earth.
On,
got it.
Hold on. Let's say there is, for the sake of this conversation, I honestly think this doctor would not be able to acquire alien DNA, because I think aliens are riding in their spaceships across the galaxy, and they're riding along, and they see the planet Earth, and one alien says, "Hey, look, there's a little planet there we can ravage and destroy." And the other alien would say, "Nah, you know what? Let's just pass this planet by. I think they're gonna do the job better than we could." So, which is why I don't think she would never have alien DNA, because no intelligent life form from beyond the cosmos would give us the time of day in the state of where the human race is right now. I'm not saying anything. That's all I'm saying.
That's all he's saying. And that's all we're saying on the show today. Thank you so much, Bard, for being with us. Everybody, thank you for watching, and we'll see you next time on the Happy Half Hour.